one of the most respected legal scholars in America. He's got a new book out. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
It may be a formality, but it's official. The Oakland A's have been cleared to move to Las Vegas. The Athletics have one more season left on their lease in Oakland. Beyond that, they have options that include playing at Las Vegas Ballpark in Summerlin, as well as Oracle Park in San Francisco. A stadium in Las Vegas that the team can call home is expected to be built in time for the 2028 season. Practice runs for the Formula One race were suspended last night after a problem with a manhole cover on the track caused damage to one of the cars. After repairs were made, practice sessions were resumed around 2:30 this morning. Qualifying for the global spectacle takes place at midnight tonight. The green flag drops on the Las Vegas Grand Prix tomorrow night at 10 o'clock.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the... AM 670, talk radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Really haven't had too much trouble on our freeways this morning. In fact, there are no accidents being reported on the highway. South end of the valley, though, I-15 southbound just past Blue Diamond Road. Reports of Nevada State Police off to the side of the road there with another vehicle. Otherwise, a decent pace through the resort corridor. Standard delays apply, certainly on the south end of town on 15 northbound. It should come off 215 up toward Tropicana. Still working a wreck on the east side on Flamingo, the on-ramp to get on to 95 northbound. And cones virtually everywhere in Las Vegas Boulevard and the 3.8-mile Formula One track. Now, full closures begin at 5 o'clock until 2 a.m. That is both today and tomorrow into Sunday morning. But the Formula One closures right now include I-15 ramps to Flamingo and Spring Mountain. We'll have sunny skies later on today with highs about 69 degrees. It's 55 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks further down the street with the green pool way down low. No, no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on?
Earlier today, I had a chance to visit with one of the leading scholars in our nation when it comes to the law, Alan Dershowitz. He's got a new book out, War Against the Jews, How to End Hamas Barbarism. That book is coming out December the 12th. And I asked him, are you surprised that it's the college campuses where this whole pro-Hamas attitude started?
I'm not at all surprised. Hitler started at the University of Munich at college campuses. Stalin started in college campuses. The Ayatollahs started on college campuses. Mussolini started on college campuses. Students can be the most evil people in the world. Don't give them a pass because they're 19 or 20 or 21. Students have produced some of the worst abuses in history. Remember in the 1970s when students tried to blow up university campuses for the weathermen at the University of Wisconsin, when students planned to blow up American soldiers at Fort Dix. These students are Hitler's youth. They just, instead of wearing swastikas, they are wearing green headbands. But don't give them a pass, because they're becoming our future leaders.
I want to ask you about the aftermath of October 7 and the fact that you've got a number of different entities out there. You've got the U.S. government. How did it react? How did the wartime government in Israel react? Your thoughts on October 8th, as you say.
Well, that's the thesis of my book, The War Against the Jews. I have been very satisfied, I would say 90% satisfied, with President Biden's reaction. I don't like the fact that he and the government always lumps together anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. There is no Islamophobia on any college campus, period, end of paragraph, end of book. It's a made-up story. What they say is, oh, we're just as opposed to Islamophobia as anti-Semitism. What if they talk about the attacks on Zoroastrians or the attacks on Martians? It just doesn't happen. Islamic activists and radicals are among the leaders of the anti-Semitism and anti-Israelism. They are not the victims. They're the perpetrators. Don't put them in the same category as the victims. That's like putting Hamas in the same category as those whose heads they cut off. Yesterday on CNN, they had interviews with Israelis who were there at the scene of the massacres, and they had eyewitnesses and forensic evidence showing that these Hamas soldiers raped women, gang raped women. In one case, cut off a woman's breast and threw it around like a baseball. I mean, this is not equivalent to Israel's attempts to protect its own civilians by taking proportionate measures in an effort to try to root out Hamas centers. And these students and these faculty members who make these comparisons, 100 Harvard professors wrote a letter yesterday condemning Harvard for being too pro-Israel. That's after 33 student groups attacked Israel and blamed all the episodes on him. So there's no moral equivalence here, either between Hamas and Israel or between anti-Semitism on college campuses and the non-existent Islamophobia that everybody puts in the same sentence with anti-Semitism. It's a myth. And it's a lie.
Professor Dershowitz, got to ask you, in your book, you say that what happened on October 7th has changed the relationship between Israel and the United States, especially right. With regard to the possibility of direct American intervention. How so? Can you expand on that?
Yeah, America, for the first time, has put the military facilities right near the point of conflict. It has shot down some rockets from Yemen. It is there to pose a deterrent threat to Hezbollah. I think it's doing a good job. It also has resources in the Persian Gulf, closer to Iran. Previously, Israel never asked for U.S. troops on the ground. They still haven't, but they haven't asked for U.S. military assistance. But now, this war will never end unless Iran is punished for its role in facilitating these massacres, because it's the one who pulled the trigger, basically. And I think Israel has to, after they win the war in Gaza, hopefully, they have to destroy Iran's nuclear reactor. Can you imagine the next terrorist attack if the terrorists have a dirty bomb or a chemical weapon or a nuclear weapon of some sort? The head of the snake, Iran, has to be cut off. And that can't be done by Israel alone. Again, no boots on the ground. But the United States has to provide Israel with bunker busting bombs and tactical and technological assistance in destroying Iran. And also, the United States has to play a role in making sure that Saudi Arabia and Israel again renew their willingness to have Saudi Arabia join the Abraham Accords. That was the reason why Iran attacked, why Iran had Hezbollah and Hamas attacked, in order to destroy any possibility of peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And so making peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia is a very, very powerful way of saying to Hamas, you're not going to be rewarded for that abomination.
Alan Dershowitz earlier today right here on Live and Local. Coming up, I'm going to be taking some time off next week. Kevin Child will be sitting in for me on Monday. Aaron Phillips from Power to Parent will join us on Tuesday. And then, of course, Best Ofs Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll be back the following Monday with a live show, our post-Thanksgiving show. Want to thank you for joining us. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Till we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Happy Thanksgiving.
Friday, I'm in love.
Trip to the dentist. Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You hear it all the time. Lawyers talk about all their experience. Many years of experience, experience with the insurance companies, and experience in the courtroom. But what you don't hear much is about the results. At Learn & Row, we're proud of our results because that's how we measure our success. We've helped over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars. with over $1 billion just in the last 5 years alone. When you want results, call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, November 17th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. DNC insurrection. Supreme Court against Florida law. A's move to LV. And Snoop Dogg rebranding himself. That's all coming up. Then Bill is going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Wednesday night, top Democratic lawmakers were inside the Democratic National Committee's headquarters. But the meeting was interrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters outside. When they heard the chanting, lawmakers tried to leave, but the police said, no, the building's on lockdown. You can't leave. A Capitol Hill police officer was brought inside after he got pepper spray in his face. One of the lawmakers said it reminded me of January 6th. It rattled me. Capitol Hill police said 150 people were, quote, violently protesting. Six officers were treated for injuries. Early this year, Florida passed the Protection of Children Law, which makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly admit a child to a sexually explicit adult live performance. All right? Like, the fact that that needs to be a law is insane. The Supreme Court said that the state is unable to enforce it. So a lower court stopped it from being enforced. And Florida asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow Florida to enforce it until all the lawsuits are finished. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't enforce it. So in Florida right now, you can knowingly expose children to sexually explicit live performances. Major League Baseball has voted and has officially approved the A's to move from Oakland to Las Vegas. They'll start playing baseball in Nevada in 2028. A new stadium will be built on the Strip, Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana Avenue on the site of the Tropicana Hotel. The team's lease at their current stadium in Oakland ends after the 2024 season, so they need a place to play in between. The A's have been in Oakland since 1968. Las Vegas, in 2016, they had no major league sports teams. Now they have the NHL's Golden Knights, the NFL's Raiders, and now Major League Baseball's A's. They also have the WNBA's Aces, if you want to count that. Snoop Dogg said he is going to give up smoking marijuana. He said, after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out next week with like his own brand of marijuana or something, but I don't know. Maybe he saw the light. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's rated excellent on Trustpilot. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will encrypt your online data as well. So improve your digital privacy and protection with one simple click. Get the special Black Friday deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Arizona Charlie's Decatur has the hottest cover and tribute bands around. Come check out the all-new Coverall Lounge, formerly Naughty Lady Saloon, and enjoy the same great weekend entertainment with a fresh new look. So come on in every Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. with no cover charge. Grab a drink and get ready to groove all night long at the Coverall Lounge, located inside of your favorite local casino.
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
Now for the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. On this Friday, my responsibility as a national news commentator is to be fair. And I try to be. If you've listened to me over the years, I take a strong position, but I'm not leaving out stuff, and I'm looking at it from what the issue is and how it affects you, my viewers and listeners. But I think I might be unfair to the city of San Francisco, and I think I might be obsessed with that place. And I want to discuss it with you. So San Francisco is perhaps the most beautiful American city. If you've been there before the progressives ruined it, it was a fabulous place. Always free-spirited, a lot of opportunity. Silicon Valley, you all know, south of the city. But just a good place to vacation, and if you had enough money, to live. Now it's destroyed. Because the permissive culture that the progressives push allows deviant behavior all day long. And San Francisco is now a center of depravity, where thousands of drug addicts steal at will, put needles in their bodies in front of children, live in squalor, right out in public, and the city is fine with it. And you know what? I'm not fine with it. I think it's just terrible. And I think it reflects on what exactly the progressive movement is. Bad. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Bill Gorman, Yorba Linda, California. You say, O'Reilly, that Biden has no clue when it comes to China, but is the mastermind of the border policy. Come on. It has to be one way or the other. I think you may be taking my analysis out of context, Bill. Is that possible? Number one, I would never use the word mastermind in conjunction with President Biden. I've clearly said on probably 3,400 occasions that Biden does the bidding of the progressives who run the Democratic Party. He's not the mastermind. He's not the strategist. He does what he's told to do. All right? So that's number one, that mastermind thing. Number two, do you think President Biden has control over the Chinese situation? Do you think the communists in Beijing fear Joe Biden? Just asking. Scott Horton, Sonora, Mexico. Stay safe down there, Scott. Why was San Francisco selected for the Asian meeting? Who made the decision? The White House made the decision. It's our turn to hold the economic conference for Asia. So we set it up, and that's where they decided, because it's easier for the Asian leaders to get to San Francisco. L.A., most of the meetings in San Francisco are out of town. They're south, okay? You could have done it in L.A., but L.A. is so dense and so spread out, and now with 10 down, Interstate 10 is down, you can't even move. So they picked San Francisco. In a moment, something you might not know. If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position, you might qualify for the 100% money-back guarantee. Please call Anthem Tax Services, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. A new survey from Gallup says a majority of Americans believe violent crime is the biggest challenge facing the USA. According to the World Population Review, America ranks 57th as the safest place to live in the world, in between Belgium and Iran. The safest is Singapore for the 10th year in a row. Here's how that island nation maintains the lowest crime rate in the world. Strict laws and regulations, of course. The government imposes significant penalties for things rarely enforced in places like New York City or Los Angeles. Folks caught littering are fined $2,000. Anyone eating on a bus gets a $500 ticket. Widespread surveillance. Police deploy the biggest array of cameras, drones, and face scanners anywhere in the world. People are tracked using artificial intelligence in malls, hotels, and elevators. According to the Singapore Code of Justice, there are four principles for eliminating crime: deterrence, retribution, prevention, rehabilitation. Punishment is determined by the offense. Folks caught stealing are beaten in public using a cane or leather whip. Serious criminals and repeat offenders are sentenced to mandatory prison terms with no parole. The death penalty applies to 33 felonies in Singapore, including drug selling, kidnapping, murder, armed robbery, gun smuggling, and rape. Because of Singapore's emphasis on punishment, homicides rarely occur. With a population of 6 million, just 4 people were murdered there last year. By comparison, Chicago has less than 3 million residents. In 2022, the Windy City witnessed 725 murders. And here's something else you might not know. The lack of violent crime means a higher life expectancy. On average, folks in Singapore live to the age of 89, 12 years longer than American citizens. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.